you sit there and you're looking at it and you're listening to it and you're listening to these statistics and you're listening to numbers and years gone by, you know, you don't really pay much heed unless you know the family or unless you know that person. I'd be more aware now myself. I'm so afraid of something happening on the road all the time now. You know what the families are going through, and it's devastation, Craig. There's no doubt about that. I just dread, you just, every day, like I spend most of the time at my son's grave, and you think it's never going to happen to you, Craig, and then all of a sudden you get that phone call, you get that knock at the door, you get that that message. It's just that, oh, when you're talking about the devastation, Craig, it is just, unless you've been there, and what I found out, been out of the grave, the amount of families that are in the same situation. And you know what, Craig, it's growing and growing and growing every day you hear it, and every, whether it be Donegal or National. And it's like a knife going into your heart again and stirring another. But because I know what that family's going through, I feel I am that person again. He wasn't number 9 or number 10 in Donegal. He was Jimmy McKenna. We're looking at people, you know, a lot older as well, who go out to have a drink. They think it's okay. They're getting into their cars, even speeding. It's not okay, because I was that person who listened to your show every year. And now, and James, Jimmy's daddy, would have been done the road safety show for years with the Donegal County Council. And it's just surreal to think, now he's that parent. Now I'm that parent.